On Tuesday, a Utah legislative committee voted to pass a bill that would give the Division of Wildlife Resources discretion to call predatory animals negatively affecting big game populations. The House Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environment Committee voted 10-2 to pass House Bill 125. The bill would allow the director of DWR to immediately reduce bear, cougar, or coyote populations if the director thought predators were stunting the growth of big game populations. Representative Carl Albrecht sponsored the bill, saying hunting is a part of Utah's legacy and helps bolster the state's economy, especially in rural communities.
Contributes many dollars to rural economies. When you consider hunters buy motel rooms and eat in restaurants and buy groceries at the local grocery stores.
However, Associate Professor of Wildlife Ecology at Utah State University, Dan McNulty, said during public comment that removing predators will probably not increase big game populations.
If I were just to go by what's been documented in the record, I would say that the chances are low in general that you're going to come up with a measurable increase in trend in your ungulate numbers as a consequence of removing lions and coyotes. That doesn't mean it's impossible.
McNulty says in order to increase populations, DWR should focus on improving habitats by increasing migratory range or removing toxic invasive plants. The bill is now headed to the House floor to be voted on by the entire body. Covering the Utah legislature for KCPW and Utah Public Radio, I'm Tim Pierce.